Today, I want to talk with you about the principle of immersion as it relates to the sound current and as it relates to your individual life. The music you were just listening to, which is Indian flute music, as well as other representations of sound, create a possibility of entering a sound current that is more than the musical content of the sound expression. And one of the principles of unity, or let's say how we progress to a greater state of understanding how to be in unity, how to experience our oneness with life, is by understanding how to let go of separated consciousness. We don't think about this because we don't know any other way. We're just in our physical bodies and we're in the sense of walking around in our own individual forms. And so that's how it is. But one of the things that becomes possible when there's a desire to experience more of the unified reality of the divine, which is one, which is us participating in something that's one, is to enter the sound current, and not only to enter the sound current, but to experience the principle of immersion. In the way that I am coming to understand how to explain this to you, the sound current is an aspect of universal reality. It exists. It exists as the sound of creation. The experience of sound is one part of that, because sound that we hear with our ears is physical. So it's one layer of what it means to enter the sound current. But there is a step that can take us out of the personal self into a dissolving of boundaries to some degree, so that we enter the sound as if it was a doorway to the universal, a doorway. And then consciousness becomes polarized between two places, one of losing one's boundaries and entering the universal sound, and the other of being an individual consciousness that's aware of the loss of boundaries. So it's not getting lost. It's entering something that's a larger room. And when we're going to do a meditation here about this, when you listen to this sound, and I can play some others, which I will do in subsequent days, when you listen to the sound and it's pure enough, and you're not getting involved with the emotional content particularly, for which this particular music is good, but so are others, then the sound can become a doorway into the universal, and you can use it as a meditation on oneness. Some of you who are attuned to music perhaps are already doing this, just naturally and intuitively. You're entering into the music and becoming one with it. But I'm talking to you about entering into the God space, not just entering into the music, but entering into the universal God space of one. So I want to offer this to you today as a beginning to understand a teaching that is the teaching of unity, a step in that direction. It's not everything, it's a step. It's entering the doorway of the universal sound current, and it's simultaneously understanding the principle of immersion. Immersion allows us to become one with that which we are immersed in. It can be sound, but it can also be a perception of a flower. It could be anything where you are entering a combined reality of self and oneness, self and oneness. One of the best ways to understand this has to do with learning about conversation. You know, I've talked with you over years about presentness. Presentness and immersion are two aspects of the same thing. Presentness is paying attention to whatever's in front of you. Let's say you're with another person, so you pay attention as best you can to what the interaction is. So presentness is interacting and focusing your attention on what's happening before you. Now, immersion is a different level of the same thing, where you're aware that there's another combined reality, you and that person, at that moment in time. And the desire of consciousness is to enter that particular momentary reality. So there's a parallel here between having a conversation with someone and immersing yourself in it, in the idea of being very present, and hearing the sound and immersing yourself in that. The principle of unity applies to both. And it's my understanding and hope that by sharing with you the way of entering the sound current, it will be beneficial for your conversations with people, because presentness is something that can be learned. It has to do with the willingness and capacity to fully enter the present moment, fully enter it, and to not separate oneself. You know from your own experience, you have lots of thoughts going on simultaneously while talking to somebody else. It's just the way we're made. So immersion is a way of focusing attention on the present moment, same way you do with the sound that we're going to play, where you try to enter a doorway of the present reality with the desire to be one with it. And again, I'm saying it's not about getting lost. It's about having a polarized reality of oneness and self-awareness of oneness. And sometimes you can be more in one and sometimes you can be more in the other. But the idea is of the perspective of the doorway entering the larger reality. So these are the words that I'm sharing with you in a new way. Maybe you hold them from other things I've said. For instance, the analogy between presentness and immersion is, you know, can be made. Sound current is a step into the experience of unity. Immersion is the process by which that experience of unity takes place, whether you're listening to sound or whether you're having a conversation with someone. It's a wonderful thing to be able to enter the present moment, which is the God moment of unity. The God moment of unity is when you realize your oneness experientially with what is, not as a concept, but as an experience. So today I would like to use the meditation, the flute, to listen for our time of sitting, and see if you can picture the sound as a round space, the doorway that you enter, and you enter it with the desire to be one with it, to release your thoughts and just be one with it, not with the emotional content particularly, whether you like it or you don't like it. You might, either way, but with the idea that the sound can be a doorway into the universal sound of creation. So I'm going to play this for a while and see how we can do with this first effort at immersion in the universal sound current. Try not to think with your mind, how am I doing or how to do this. Relax. This is not something that has to be a mental effort. You don't have to think about it. Just be in your body. Let the sound wash over you. Stop thinking about it. Stop evaluating how you're doing. You can imagine it as a doorway you walk through, or you can just float on it, float on the sound, float on it, let it carry you. Let this sound carry you into it. It's not an effort of yours. It's the sound itself carrying you into it. So just relax, just relax. You may feel your own mind protesting. You may feel that you're making efforts to pay attention and your mind is rebelling. Don't pay attention to that battle. It's not what's important. What's important is the intention to just connect with the sound. Don't get involved with how well you're doing and whether your mind is becoming less active or more active. Just pay attention to the sound. There are all kinds of reasons that we have historically to not want to let go of our separate identity. Not necessarily good reasons, but reasons. Reasons for holding on to separation. So there can be a desire for unity and at the same time a rebellion on the level of the ego, the self that protects the self. And both can be simultaneously having some influence on perception. But I am today offering you this understanding of the principle of immersion because I feel that we're in a new place in our collective capacity to know what this means, our collective capacity to desire to experience the divine reality of one. We're at a new place, which is why I can talk about this. So try to stay out of any fight with yourself about whether your mind is thinking and whether you're paying attention and so on. Just try to be present as best you can to the desire to enter the sound. Make no judgments about what you've been doing. What you've been doing is just opening an intention. There's no evaluation that can happen about this. Your body, your senses, your heart need to learn new ways of perceiving. There's no judgment about this. There's a learning that can take place because of the greater presentness of light within you, about the experience of unity with all. And the body has to learn this, not just your mind, your body. So, as I said earlier, we can listen to sound and practice immersion in the sound current. And we can also listen to the person we're speaking to and practice immersion in our present moment interaction. Immersion is a very deep kind of listening where all other realities depart and the one that's present becomes much larger. That's the principle of immersion. Some of you have physical things going on, a cold, coughing, pain in your leg, different things that the body has going on at any moment in time. And so you may feel, well, I can't really pay attention to anything because I'm too uncomfortable. There's this bothering me or this bothering me. And that's true to a certain degree. There are distractions on the body level. But with any kind of meditation, and this is a kind of meditation, it's a matter of awareness being larger than the particular pain or discomfort, even coughing, which is disruptive, you know, abrupt. So you have a cough, so you have a pain, you register that. And then, as with any kind of meditation, you come back to your purpose. What's your purpose? Is to be united with the sound. You come back to that. So your awareness is larger than your body sensation. And if you have troubles in your body, which most people do, you let them be there, try not to get involved with them in a battle about their being there, and try to do what you're setting out to do. This thing that I'm showing you about immersion is very much broader than just listening to sound. It's a principle of life. It's a principle of paying attention to the present moment of life in a really deep way, so that the reality of that becomes round, like a doorway, like I said about sound. You're in that reality, and the reason for doing it is because God is there, because the moment is being created by a divine impulse. If that weren't so, we wouldn't be talking about this. But the divine impulse of creation is trying to come through the present moment to show you all the dimensions of meaning and experience that that moment brings. That's why we do this. That's why. And so presentness, as I've talked to you over the years, and immersion are two parts of the same thing. Only now there's more possible. And so in whatever way you would like, and I'm going to open this to questions too, you can practice. You can practice whatever it means to you to immerse yourself in something. Not in the emotion of it, but in the experience that's more global than the emotion of it. This is about your divine self. So I'd like to hear from you, since this was my first presentation of this particular aspect of experiencing unity, what you have to say and what you have to ask about it.
To do this again with all of you. Thank you.
This is a learning for our body's sense of identity more than the mind. There's really nothing you can evaluate about it. Our perception of identity is created by our physical body. We're walking around in a container that has skin and bones and a structure and a head and feet and so on. So our sense of physical identity is what needs to learn through the addition of new spiritual senses. So to think about it, or to think about what your experience was, or you think it should have been, or whatever, is not going to go any place except judgment or gladness if you think you did well. But that's not the place of the learning. The learning is on the level of the body. So I came back from India with this knowing that it was possible to use the sound current, to learn how to immerse in the sound current as a way of experiencing the unity with all. But it's a body learning, so we'll see how it goes. We have to see how it goes.
Well, I wanted to ask something about how the sound current relates to physical sounds, like what we were just listening to. But I have a sense that we all have in ourselves the sound current. That's something of the divine that we carry, like as an imprint. Like I feel like I've got that in me. And it doesn't suggest it would be a flute or it would be this sound or that sound. It's just, you know, something I think of as kind of a feeling of unity or an energy of unity. And so my sense is that certain people, that will be in them, and they'll find a way of expressing that in physical sound, like with a particular kind of flute music. But there's other sounds I've heard over the years that evoked something in me very powerfully that made me feel like they were speaking of this place of the universe and of unity. That might have been orchestral music of a particular kind, or like lots of different things. So I wonder if these get expressed from someone like a composer's their own experience of the sound current, and then it can touch that memory in us. You know, because something, it's not the sound current, but it's a physical expression of it that's able then to touch the knowledge of that or the memory of it in us individually.
I agree with you completely. And think that what we're calling sound is one layer of something that's larger than what our physical senses can perceive, and that what is sound that we share with each other is derived from the universal in multiple forms of expression. Yes. And I think that what we're calling sound is a doorway to the greater meaning of sound current. Sound current is the om of the universe. Sound current is the universal primordial being. So everything that's diverse as a form of creative expression of audible sound would come out of that one sound, out of the om. And different expressors would have different degrees of access to that. It's a beautiful thing to think that.
Yeah, and it doesn't just have one expression.
No.
Because I feel all the different things I've heard over my lifetime that felt like they brought that forth in some way. Very different kinds of sound.
One of the qualities that I find that is a place of attunement is purity. There are certain qualities of music that are very pure in their expression, and they can be very different kinds of music. But the purity of something that's touched in a very pure way somehow connects with the universal. That's why I liked this flute music, because of its purity. But I could have chosen other things too. Matter of fact, I will choose other things too, because I think that we can do this with other expressions. But purity of expression has something to do with the link between the individual creative expression and the universal. The principle of immersion is meant to be carried into your daily life. with every conversation, whether you're working in a clinical setting or you're having a conversation with people. We don't know, generally speaking, how detached we are until we discover that it's possible to do something different. Before then, it's just the usual business of the mind reflecting on the experience. You're having an experience and your mind is talking to you about what you're experiencing while you're experiencing it. So you have two channels plugged in at the same time, the actual thing that's going on, and then your commentary about it. And we don't know how powerful the commentary is until there's space. So this that we're talking about, sound immersion and immersion in general, is meant to be a principle of life, so that you can actually have an experience without having a commentary on an experience. And the reason, as I said, is because it's a God doorway. It's a doorway to reality. The mind's commentary is not reality. It's the reality of your thought, but it's not reality. It's thought reality. So if you have a consciousness of what would it be like to be more immersed in something so that there's nothing else happening, just this interaction, no thoughts about it, just whatever's coming up, then you begin to be more present in life and you have more experiences of the unity of the divine with the human, because that's how it works. It doesn't work through your thought commentary. I think you're so talented that any barrier would dissolve in your presence, that you have the capacity to be present in a way that is totally unique. So I would say no. I think any barrier that's going on that you described is likely to be an energy that you're carrying rather than anything related to the internet or anything else that's related to distance. That energetic barrier can create a cloud around your involvement. It can create a sense of struggle with a lot of thoughts, can create body sensations. So I think that it's much more likely, in fact, I'm sure it's much more likely, that you're dealing with an internal state of oppositional energy or distracting energy rather than anything that is might be for someone else, you know, difficulty being present. The message is about the ways of bringing consciousness to a state of unity. It's not particularly about the sound current. It's about the experience of oneness and the many ways that it can be created and needs to be created. So as I said, the immersion in sound, especially for you, Shaina, who's attuned to sound in a very deep way in yourself, the immersion in sound is one of the avenues that we can find the way of experiencing our own boundaries and then letting go of those boundaries, because something about sound can take us past the sense of boundary. But just as important is the recognition of how we operate in life, everyday life, feeling our own confinement inside a skin, inside a boundary, and feeling what immersion in the reality of that particular moment would change. So the principle of unity in different ways is what's going on here, of which sound current is part, an important part.
I had a very profound experience of kind of a light around my head, and just about the sound and the light, just as it always is here, so amplified, my head was really amplified, and I could feel the vibration changing things internally in my head. And, you know, I felt like I had sinus things that I'm trying to clear. I felt like I was just working there on that level, but also other levels. And I just wonder about the senses, the spiritual senses that you talked about us, you know, opening. What name would you give them? Is it like clairvoyance, clairaudience? I mean, are those the spiritual senses that you're talking about that we're trying to open?
There's a little anecdote, and I wrote about it someplace, about someone who asked a fish what was its experience of water. Somebody asked the fish what was its experience of water, and the fish said, "What water?" So that's the spiritual senses, that the awakening of a medium that we have been in without knowing that we're in something and that there's an outside is the spiritual sense I'm talking about. The others are on different levels of perception. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the recognition of how the skin creates a sense of boundary. Skin, physical, we identify with the sensation of being in a physical form as a bounded being, but that's not reality. It's as if the physical sensation of that form has gotten louder so that the energetic unity of all in all, which is everything being permeated by the one thing, is not perceived. So the fish in water doesn't know it's in water, and we don't know that we're in this universal medium because we're paying attention to our skin as the boundary. It's a physical sensation that over millennia, more than the millennia, has communicated separate identity, as well as brain function. That's the sense. It's the sense of knowing that one has been encased and knowing that there's something beyond the encasement.